This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agatamoyed, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavuah, learning Masech Nedarim. Tonight we do Daf Ayin Vav, Amud Aleph. So, the Gemara on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph had a Shaila. The Mishnah said that if you are Mekim in advance, it's ineffective. What if you're Mefer in advance? Rabbi Lezer says it works. The Chachamim say it doesn't work. Rabbi Lezer advanced the following Kavachomer. If you could be made for Nadarim that already Chal, that are Chamor, certainly you should be able to make for Nadarim that weren't Chal yet. That's assuming that when something is Chal, it's stronger than before something is Chal. The Chachamim basically said, no, we agree with you fundamentally in the logic that when something is Chal, it's stronger than before it's Chal. However, the Chachamim said that we have Xeris Hakos of Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifeirenu. Since you can't be Mekim, you can't be Mefer. The Gemara on Ayin Hei had a Shaila that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you could be Mefer in advance, the Shaila is it Chal and then Batal? Or is it not Chal at all? Right? That was a Shaila. Is it Chal and then is Batal, or is it not Chal at all? So Gemara brought different rayas in different directions. And the last Tashma, the Gemara said as follows. The Gemara said that the Chachamim said to Rabbi Lezer that if a mikvah which transforms someone from Tumah to Tara, but does not prevent someone from becoming Tameh. So we see it's easier to be Metaher, something that was already Chal, than to prevent something from being Chal. A mikvah is Metaher Tameyim, but it doesn't prevent something from becoming Tameh. Adam, if a person who, if he swallows something that's Tameh, is not Metaher it, certainly should not be able to prevent something from something that is Tahar from becoming Tameh. When a person swallows a davar Tameh, it doesn't transform into Tahara. So if somebody swallows something and goes into Oyal Hameis, then he certainly should not be stopping that item from becoming Tameh. And yet we know that's not the case. The halacha is if you swallow something that's tahar, you do protect it from becoming tameh. So the chomer of saying to Rabbi Lezer is, you're making a mistake. Your argument, Rabbi Lezer, is that it's easier to prevent something than to uproot it. You say, well, if you could be made for a nether that's chal, certainly you could be made for the nether before it's chal. But we know that that's not true. We know that it's not true. Meaning your logic, Rabbi Lezer, is predicated on the fact that what was Rabbi Lezer's Kavachimer? Rabbi Lezer's Kavachimer is that if you could be made for Nadarim that are Chal, certainly should be able to be made for Nadarim before it's Chal. So the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Lezer, but if according to you, a mikvah which could be mitaher, can't prevent. So certainly, a mikvah could be mitaher, but can't prevent. So we see that it's harder to prevent. So a person who can't be mitaher, certainly he shouldn't be able to prevent. And yet we know a person could prevent. So what are the Chachamim getting at? The Chachamim say to Rabbi Lezer's Kavachomer that a person could prevent, but a person can't be Metaher. A mikvah doesn't prevent, but a mikvah is Metaher. So the whole argument of the Chachamim is saying that you're able to prevent it from being Chal in the first place. Meaning, obviously, Rabbi Lezer held that you could be prevent a neder from being chal in the first place, because the Chachamim are saying it's not so simple that it's easier to prevent than to be than to uproot, because we see by Adam that an Adam, even though he could prevent, he can't uproot. On the other hand, the mikvah could uproot and can't prevent. Let's see the Ran on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Beis. Tashma Amru Loi L'Rabbi Lezer Mikvah Yochiach Shemala Satzmein Mitamas Vein Matzel Ala Tahirah Melatame. A mikvah is Yochiach, it's Malas HaTmein, and it's not Matzel Melatame. This is the Girsa, the Ran says, in some Svarim. We saw this last time, but in order to understand the next step of the Gemara, we have to have this clear. This is the Girsa in some Svarim, and in the parish of Rav Baruch, V'hachi Amri Lei L'Rabbi Lezer, Hechi Dant Kavachomer, how could you judge a Kavachomer Sheyoyser who roi les batel, Mashalei Chali Suroi Adayin? That it's easier to prevent Mimashik Far Chal, from something that's already Chal, Mikva Yoichiach. We see from mikvah the opposite. Shemetare satmeim, achar shodahem tumah. It is metame, it does uproot. Ve'ina matzal al tahoirim. Shem taval ba'oidoi tar, if you're toivo while you're still tar, lo'y mahanyi le'y tefila shalo yovei de tumah, imi yiga achar kach b'sharet, sa'adar rabah, darshinu b'sifri, me'i v'hano igea b'niv lasam yitma, hilo oimara afilo heim b'soy chamayim. So, we see from mikvah the exact opposite of Rebbe Lezer's svara. Rebbe Lezer's svara is it's easier to prevent, and we see from mikvah it's not easier to prevent. It seems like, obviously, Taharas and Nadarm, like you're pointing out, are totally different, but regarding this argument of what's more compelling, is it more compelling to uproot something or prevent something? So Rebbe Lezer is saying, oh, I feel it's much more compelling, it's much easier to prevent something, and we see by mikvah, it's much easier to uproot than to prevent. Even though, by the way, by Adam, we see it's easier to prevent than it is to uproot, like Rebbe Elazar. But the bottom line is, you know what we see from here? We see that Rebbe Elazar's svara is that it's not chal at all. Says the Ran, Shema mino loy chaylen, deha amru loy mikvah yoychiach she'enoy matzel. A mikvah doesn't prevent. Amal lefum kavachem de Rebbe Elazar. That means we're saying that according to Rebbe Elazar's kavachemer, hoya roy lemikvah she'atzel, a mikvah should prevent. V'lo yavei toivei leklal tumah, ki'echi debal ma'akev nidre ishto shalaya choylo. In other words, one thing is clear. We see that obviously Rebbe Elazar was trying to use his logic that to prevent it from being chal in the first place, not that it's chal and then you uproot it. So now the Gemara says, Ema Seifa. This is really where we're up to. Ema Seifa. Let's see the Seifa. Amru lei Rabbi Lezer, the Chacham says Rabbi Lezer, imat bilin kli tamei li taher. According to you, if you could be toivel a kli that's tamei to make it tahar, yat bilu kli lichshei tamei li taher, shouldn't you be toivel a kli that it when it becomes tamei, it becomes tahar? Shema mina chaylin. They said to Rabbi Lezer, well, wait a second, if it's easier to They said to Rebbe Lezer, if it's easier to prevent, then if you could be toivel kli, that's tamei, you should be able to be toivel kli before it's tamei, so that the tefillah that you do on this kli before it became tamei should be effective, that as soon as it becomes tamei, it immediately becomes tahar. Not that you're going to prevent it from becoming tamei, because how would that be possible? You're going to prevent it from becoming tahar? What it means is that the lashon is lich sheyitamei li tahar. Shema mina chaylin. We see that it's chal. Let's see the Ran Ima Sefer. Ima Bilun Kli Litar Yat Bilu Kli. It's like the 10th wide line. Rabbana Nami Hu De Parchi Le Rabbi Lazar Percha Achrina. The rabbis are asking Rabbi Lazar another Percha. Dofum Kavachomer today, according to his Kavachomer, have Matzin La Medak. We could have asked the Kivan Shema Bilun Kli Tamei Litar, since we're Toivel a Tamei Kli. To become tahar, koshikain, certainly shemat vilan oisai, where toivelet shel achar sheyitame, that after it becomes tame, yala mitumasai, you should be able to be toivelet before that it becomes tahar. The ad gufach moides, and you would agree, loy daininon ki hai gavna, you would never make a kavachomer like this. Am a kavachomer didach lasi, so you see your kavachomer is faulty. Shema mina chaylin, so we see it's chal. Mid amrule, from the fact that he used the lashon lichshei yitame, when it becomes tame litar, it should become tar. The iloi hoya lehu lemeimar, the iloi, because if it's preventing it from inchal in the first place, the iloi havalei lemeimar, it should have said yet bilu kli sheyatziloi soimelatame kedamrin lael. If the way it was working is it was preventing it from becoming tame in the first place, it should say you're saving it from becoming tahar. You're saving it from becoming tame. So the Gemara says no. On the one hand, the invoking of mikvah seems to indicate that Reb Lazar was saying that the hafara prevents it from being chal. From this argument by Kalim, it seems like they're arguing that it would be chal, but then it would become tahar. So the Gemara says, Amri, they said in the yeshiva, Rabbanon leikaimi lehoin b'tam de Rebbe Lezer. The Chachomim were not definitive what Rebbe Lezer held. V'alchi kamri le. This is what they said to him. We're not sure what you hold. We're not sure if you mean you could be mefer that it's not chal, or that it's chal and then it's an ult. Ma'i svirlach, what do you hold? Ich svirlach de chaylen hu batlen. If you hold, it is chal and then it's batl. Tahavi kli tiyavtach. We'll disprove you from kalem, because then according to you, you should be able to be toivel a kli in advance, that when it becomes tame, it then becomes tahar. Meaning if you understand the process is in pre-hafara, that it's chal and then it's annulled, so then by extension, why can't you do the same thing for kelim? Be toivel it so that when it becomes tame, it then becomes tahar. Elama, you mean that you should be able to prevent it from being chal in the first place, then I'll ask you by mikvah. Then you should be able to be toivel something. A guy should be able to go into a mikvah, and even if he's touching a sharetz in the mikvah, it should make it that he wasn't tahar to begin with. And we know that's not true. So either we're not sure what you mean, but whatever you mean, we got a chokehold on you. If you mean it's chal and then you uproot it, if you mean the nether is chal and then we uproot it, then you should be able to be toivel kalim in advance, that they become tameh and then they become tar. If you mean you prevent it from being chal, you should be able to go and touch rats in the mikvah. And there might be many of them in there, you never know. Okay, so says the Ran, Amri b'nei yeshiva demehalak alamashamine. Fine, one last proof, Tashma. Amar lahem Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said to the Chachamim, Uma. Meaning, you for sure would agree to the following. Umaz ra'im tameim. If tamei seeds, kiven shizran bekarka tahar, if you plant it in the ground, they're tahar. So we see that planting uproots tuma. Zruin va'imdim lekoshin. What if it's already planted? Should it not? Certainly what? If it's already planted and then it became tameh, then what does this mean? Certainly they are tameh and then become tahar, or they never become tameh in the first place? Shema minoloi chalin. We see from Reb Lezer's argument that they're not chal in the first place. The fact that Rabbi Lezer said my kavachomer is similar to plants, that if plant something which is tameh and you plant it, it becomes tahar, certainly something that's already planted and it comes into contact with tumah, it shouldn't become tameh in the first place. Does he mean it shouldn't become tameh in the first place, or does he mean it becomes tameh and then is tahar? The logic seems to be that we see from the fact that Rabbi Lezer says this is a similar kavachomer, that the neder wasn't chal at all, just like the tumah was not chal at all. How do we see that? Let's see the Ran. Tashma, Amar lehen Rebbe Lezer, Umaz Ram, Tmeim, Kivan Shazaran, Bekarka Tohiren, Nafgalon, we learn now, Midachsiv, it says, Al Kozera, Zerua, Asher Yizarea, Taharhu. That if you plant something that's tame, it becomes Tahar. Zruin Ha'imdin, something that's already planted, Vinaga Behem, and you touch it, Vinaga Behem, Tuma Achar, Mikain, and it touched Tuma after, Loi Koshikin, Sheyu Tohiren. Isn't it for sure that it would be tahar? Va'atun moidisuli, you would agree to me b'hai kavachomer dechayla that this kavachomer is chal. Nehi de'islechu bezram tmeim shenitaru mitumasan bezria. You hold that tameh seeds by planting it, it becomes tahar. Zruin va'ayndim minalechu. But how would you know that if it was already planted before, that it would also be tahar? Must be elevade kavachomer. Ki elevade kavachomer ki hai gavna mineu bei dainisu. You must implicitly learn such a kavachomer. So if you implicitly learn the kavachomer that if by planting tameh seeds, the seeds become tahar, certainly they prevent tuma. Why don't you agree with me that if you could be made for nadarm that already chal, you could be made for nadarm before? So how do we know that they're not chal? Maybe what he was saying is certainly they're chal and they're annulled. No, devade bizram tmein hachi daininan. Obviously, by the seeds, what he was saying is that they're not chal, that the tumah is not chal. Why? Shalay tacha b'hem tumah. Why? Because if they are chal, if the tumah is chal, what exactly removes the tumah? Let's think about it. If the tumah is chal when something is planted, then what removes the tumah? Te'i chayla b'may paka. Rebbe Lezer zroim hu demedamel l'nadarim. Rebbe Lezer is comparing the Zraim to the Nadarim. And if by the Zraim it means it wasn't Chal, because if it was, what removed it? Amas Rila Rebbe Lezer, but Nadarim lay Chayel. Fine. Because, Miman of Shach, if something is planted and then it contracted Tuma, what exactly removes it? The fact that it's planted? So then how did it become Tuma in the first place? So by something which is planted, it must be that it wasn't chal. So then by extension, Rebbe Lezer is comparing that to nadarim, must be the nether is not chal. The Gemara just concludes, the Rabbanan don't darshan such a kavachomer? But we know they do. Could a person sell his daughter when she's a nara? Isn't there a famous kavachomer? Madach, if you sold her before she goes free when she becomes a nara, certainly when she is a nara, you can't sell her to begin with. So don't the Rabbanon agree to this kavachomer? In fact, the Gemara of Rabbanon, like Darshi kavachomer, the Rabbanon don't Darshi kavachomer, v'hatani v'lantin b'raisa, yachal yimkar adam esvita kshinara, I would think a person could sell his daughter when she's a nara. No, amrit kavachomer, mechura kfar yoytzef, she's already sold, she goes free. Eina mechura, if she isn't sold yet, eina din shalei timacher, isn't it all the more so that she can't be sold in the first place? So, let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Rabbanon leidar shekavachomer, amai palagalei d'Rav Lezer, v'chi loy moidu, inu nami, don't they agree to darshina kavachomer, that mimasha chal amasha loy chal, can we make a kavachomer on something, from something which is chal to something that's not? V'atanya, did I need a kavachomer kai gavna? Aye, Frekteran. We already know that Rebbe Lezer darshens the kavachomer from the Zraim case. Why do we have to go to this case of Nara? We just prove the Rabbanan in general, Darshan the Kal v'Chomer, by Zroim, that something which is Tameh and you plant it, it removes it. Certainly something that's planted, it doesn't become Tameh in the first place. V'nir be'enai, says Aran, it seems Amaya Zemisham Hachi, Parach HaShas, Mehach Braisa Tfei Mikal v'Chomer, the Zroim, the Amr Lehem Reb Lezer, why mishum deloy kimlei hu lahashas that tayud rabbanon bezruim va'imdim? We're not 100% sure what the rabbanon would say by zruim. We know Rabbi Lezer said to rabbanon, "Won't you agree with me?" But it's not like we have first-hand knowledge that the rabbanon say that. Mishum hachi parach mehach brisa. Therefore, we ask from this brisa delekam and the polygala. Nobody argues on this brisa. Inami efshad desruim lerabbanon delezruim va'imdim loytzarach kavachomer. Maybe the Rabbanan hold it doesn't become Tameh there because they learn it out straight from the Pasuk. Loitzar Kavachan, the Mikra, the Al Kalzer Zerua Gufe Nafki, learns it from the Pasuk Al Kalzer Zerua, Kach Nera Be'enai. To which the Gemara answers, oh, okay, Mechura Kfar Yoitza Besimanim, She'ena Mechura Ba'oida Ketana, if she's already sold, she goes out. If she isn't sold when she's a ketana, in addition, shalay timachar, after she brings simanim, v'hachanami yisal namidrash kavachomer. So we should make the same kavachomer by nedarim. It may for nedarim shachalu, in addition, she for nedarim shalay chalu. To which the Gemara says, in, you're right. Fundamentally, Rabbi Lezer, the chachamim would darsh in this kavachomer. But, v'shani yocha, the amar kra, Yisha Yikimenu, Yisha Yiferenu, you're right, the Kal v'Chomer is compelling, the logic of it is strong. It's just we have Gzeiras HaKosav, that since he can be make him in advance, he can't be made for in advance. Esha ba l'chlal hakeim ba l'chlal hafer, esha loy ba l'chlal hakeim, loy ba l'chlal hafer, says the Ra'an, umadrinan in ba'amad darshinan Kal v'Chomer, ela d'shani hacha d'asukra v'afgei. So the Ran asks, if that's the case, then why did the Rabbanon have to respond to Rabbi Lezer's Kal v'Chomer? What do you mean? We see by mikvah that a mikvah could be metaher but can't prevent. No, why were the Rabbanon using mikvah to show that the Kal v'Chomer is not compelling? They hold it is compelling. They hold it is compelling. It's just we have Gzeiras HaKosav. And the Ran basically says that what the Chacham are telling to Rabbi Lezer is you're so hooked on your logic to make the Kal v'Chomer, even though you know there's a Gzeiras HaKosav over here. Don't you know that by mikvah also there is a logic? But we don't use that logic because we say the opposite. We say by mikvah it's easier to uproot than to prevent. Why? It's also because there's a pasuk over there. There must be a pasuk by mikvah. And that pasuk is v'noigea b'nivlasam yitma. That hilal darshan zafilu hein b'toy chamayim. So it's not that the Rabbanan are saying we disagree with your logic, but you know where the contrary logic from mikvah comes from? It comes from a pasuk. So don't take your logic so personally when there's a pasuk that flies in the face of it. I'll show you by mikvah that we have an opposite logic, and that opposite logic comes also from a pasuk. Okay, we're going to try somehow to do Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We'll figure out where, when, and how. Okay? Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.